to superintend over public assets.
And I think it's a hope well harnessed. And hopefully we'll see even more from Boss. But, I mean, I would love really to learn from you what strategy you think will be required to ensure that, you know, going forward, you're able to increase full security, for one. Reduce importation. I don't know whether that's part of your remit, but maybe you may be able to share some ideas on that. And more importantly, that, you know, the profits that you're generating should be net, you know, of those procured from within the country, you know, as part of it. Because, I mean, if there are ways that Boss can make money, you know, and contribute significantly to our GDP, I would love to hear that from you.
Excellent. I mean, this conversation just keeps me my whatever flowing. So look, Ghana is lucky to have one of the finest brains as the energy minister. I mean, Honorable Matthew Opoku Prempeh. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say much. I hope you'll forgive me. But in terms of petroleum security, I can confidently tell you that the Honorable Minister is working on about two or three alternatives to ensure petroleum security is achieved. The first one, which is my preference, which he says, no, Edwin, we can't do that, is the fact that we used to have a strategic reserve levy on the petroleum price buildup. And that reserve levy was the levy that was used to procure petroleum products so Boss can store to achieve 6 weeks of petroleum reserves.
Mm-hmm.
That levy in 2006 was zeroed out. That means that today, since 2006, there's no money allocated to procure reserves for the country.
Okay.
That is a fact. So when I'm asked, do we have strategic reserves? I say, nope, we don't. I have stock that can last 12, 13 days. But nobody, you and I, who are the beneficiaries of petroleum security, like insurance, we pay the premium for our cars. So if we want that, country wants that comfort, the country is expected to pay the premium for the petroleum security. And that premium was the strategic reserve levy.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, that has been zeroed out. So today, we are at risk. But I know the minister is working on three powerful initiatives, and hopefully one of them is Thor coming back on stream as quickly as possible, because Thor belongs to government.
That's right.
When they refine, we can store and then trade. Another one is to partner with some international oil companies who would hold their products within the shores of Ghana and sell from Ghana. That means that our tanks will be full every time and we can trade every time. So the minister is looking at those options. These are policy issues. So I have an idea. I know what is happening, but I don't want to take the wind out of the sail of the minister. But I know that very soon something concrete will happen. And Ghana will be fortunate to have the Honorable Matthew Opoku Prempeh as their energy minister.
Wonderful. So these are two people we will soon...